Agent Business Plan. As mentioned earlier, new commercial agents are sometimes frightened by the length of time it can take to become established and have a transaction that closes. For this reason, agents must create a business plan that will guide them to success. Create a budget. Each individual needs to have enough cash to cover personal monthly expenses, as well as the costs of doing business as an independent contractor. Take the time to sit down and determine how much money it really takes to survive every month and how much it costs to do business every month. Most people can name the big expenses like mortgage or rent and car note right off the bat. But what about all of the little expenses that add up every month? Now, think about how much money you want to make after all of your expenses. Expense and Budgeting Worksheet. Download a copy of the Expenses and Budgeting Worksheet from the resource drawer. Use the worksheet to list all of your monthly expenses in the chart. You can use charts like this to help you create a budget that will inform your business plan. Adding the monthly business and personal totals together will give you an accurate picture of how much money you need to have every month to cover your expenses. The majority of these costs will be fixed, though some may vary from month to month. Business expenses can depend on the brokerage you work for. Some of the items listed in the chart above may be provided to you by your broker at no or low cost. If you are a broker going into business for yourself, you will need to add in expenses like office rent, office equipment, technology, and insurance like liability, E&O, etc. How much money do you want to make as a profit? Goal setting. Successful agents sit down and set realistic goals for themselves. These goals are often financial in nature, but may also be professional goals, such as obtaining a certification or designation, or even personal goals, like retirement at a young age or one very nice vacation per year. Successful agents also develop and follow business plans. The key to creating your business plan is understanding what activities you will be performing on a day-to-day basis. A basic breakdown of some of the activities that you will be engaging in daily include cold calling. You may hate to do it, but it is the best way to drum up commercial business. A large portion of your day includes prospecting. Driving by commercial properties. If your specialty is retail centers, then you need to drive by retail centers in your farm area and pay attention to vacancies. You can cold call the owner and offer to help fill them. Remember, enter the information that you gather during your drive-bys into your comprehensive database. Tracking down office or retail space to show to clients. You will be out in the field quite a bit, chasing down properties that will fulfill business owners' needs. Reviewing leasing agreements. You should review your clients' leasing agreements using your knowledge of lease payments for retail centers and office spaces in the area. Is your client getting a good deal, or is he or she paying too much? Crunching numbers and generating reports. You will need to be able to calculate cap rates and NOI to help your clients choose the right commercial property. Networking. It is all about whom you know. In the tight-lipped world of commercial real estate, sometimes the only way to get reliable, actionable information is through networking. Doing research and reading business journals, newspapers, trade magazines, and databases like CoStar and LoopNet. You should spend as much of your downtime as possible during your business hours, conducting research and reading about the market. Research time is when you will find valuable information you can share while prospecting. Being an expert means being knowledgeable. Performing market analysis. Performing an effective market analysis takes time. You will be delving into the demographic and economic data of an area, researching supply and demand, determining a property's market share, and forecasting the performance of investment properties in order to help your investor clients make informed decisions. Time management. With all of the activities that you will be initiating and participating in daily, how do you manage your time? Winners are excellent time managers. Every day, commercial agents must prospect, show, sell, and close. Whether they are closing on a sale, a lease deal, or out showing office space to a prospective tenant, they must manage their time wisely. Effective time management skills include having the flexibility to alter your daily plan when new circumstances arise. A daily plan should consist of must-dos, prospecting, cold calling, updating your database, showing properties, etc. Should-dos, previewing properties, reading the trades, networking while at an event. Could-dos, updating your email list, learning new technology, reviewing your competition's websites. Creating time management plans. Create an effective time management plan by doing the following. Prepare a must-do list in the evening, before the start of the next day. Write down your daily plan. Do not carry it around in your head. Measure what you have accomplished. Employing a checklist works best. Be realistic about your plan for the day, week, or month. If you cannot complete it, then it is useless. Prioritize to get activities done efficiently. Must do, should do, could do. Three categories of time. 1. Income-generating activities, such as listing, selling, prospecting, and marketing. 2. Support activities. This includes following through on transactions with title company communications, monitoring due diligence, and attending seminars and training programs to improve your skills and increase your self-confidence and credibility. 3. Personal time. This includes family, hobbies, vacation, resting, reading for pleasure. 5-minute case study. A day in the life. Let's look at a day in the life of a busy office leasing agent, Sue. Sue wakes up every morning at 5 a.m. because she subscribes to the philosophy that the early bird gets the worm. Sue dresses professionally in a black business suit and sensible pumps because she knows that there is the possibility she will be out in the field. She drinks her coffee while she checks and replies to emails. Sue has already organized her day the night before by creating her list of must-dos, should-dos, and could-dos. Today, she knows that she must. 1. Contact tenants who are 1 year out from their lease expirations for the landlords she represents in order to get their leases renewed. 2. Contact the building owners and landlords she represents to ensure that their buildings are full of tenants and check in to see if any of them want to expand into new spaces. 3. Qualify a commercial tenant for a retail lease. 4. Drive by the buildings in her comprehensive database, looking for deferred maintenance and vacancies, then look for owner or contact information in CoStar and LoopNet. Sue arrives at the office at 7 a.m., ready to eat a donut one of the firm's vendors graciously provided. Just then, a client calls to say she needs to look at an office space. She is only available at 8:30 a.m. Sue does not hesitate and tells her client that she will meet her at the building. Sue knows that providing excellent customer service to her clients means that she has to be flexible with her time. She has 1 hour to do some research on the space and 30 minutes to drive to the site. Sue logs onto CoStar and searches her own database to check that the rate on the office space is comparable to the rates of surrounding buildings. Sue also assembles a small binder of information on some other available spaces that she represents, complete with pictures and specs in case her client wants to view other properties. Sue arrives at the building 20 minutes early and has some time to walk around the property to assess it. She notices some vacancies, so she takes pictures of the property and notes the vacant suite numbers. She meets the client and they walk through the space. Sue is back in the office by 10:30. When she gets a call from a landlord who wants to see the financial statements for the prospective tenant, number 3 on the must-do list. Sue does not get to item number 1 on her must-do list until after her working lunch. Sue is only able to contact a handful of the tenants she needs to speak to about lease renewals. She leaves the others' messages and moves on to item number 2 on her list. With item number 3 out of the way, she decides to skip number 4. Instead, she contacts the landlord of the building that she visited earlier in the morning to see if she can fill the empty suites. Sue leaves the office to meet with a commercial agent colleague to do some networking and then returns home for the evening. Sue sits down to write her must-do list for the next day before bed, while sipping a glass of wine.